The only time more hectic than the first days of summer are the last days of summer. One glance at my summer bucket list reminded me I had not completed every single memorable adventure I'd set out to do before I became a fourth grader. There were only a few more days left before school started, and I still had to 1. Open an office for my brand new life coaching business in the strip mall next to Michael Morales' real estate company, possibly share a sign together. 2. Taste test 5 or 6 fancy cheeses so I can be interesting at future adult parties. 3. Network at a party. 4. Climb Mount Everest. A. Research tall mountains in Colorado I can climb since Mount Everest is sort of far. B. Find someone to hike a mountain with me who really likes carrying a backpack because there is no way I can fit all my stuff into one bag. And actually, the altitude would make it really hard to breathe, so it's probably best if I don't carry a bag at all. I. Buy a new backpack just in case. I. Maybe just walk up a rolling hill instead of a mountain. There were 15 other items on the list, but I'd already done those. And I shouldn't talk too long about my success, because I'd have to talk for 3 days straight. Even though I couldn't finish the whole list, I would have an opportunity to accomplish 3. Party networking. And wow, I was dreading it. Willis, you know I love business attire, Margot said. Margot was my life coaching client. A life coach is someone who helps people make goals and progress in their life. She was also sort of my friend. We were in my living room, waiting for my dad to come home and give us a ride to Grayson Robison's end-of-summer party. But wearing a blazer and bow tie to a swimming party is maybe too professional, she finished. Pro tip 1. There's no such thing as dressing too professionally. I looked down at my outfit. The blazer was a hand-me-down from my cousin, who wore the seersucker jacket at a wedding. In case you don't know, seersucker is a striped and puckered fabric that screams summer. Screams it. I'm not going swimming. I'm going fishing. For clients. Get it? Margot shook her head. Didn't you just spend the entire summer educating me on the value of kid activities? And now you're dressing like my grandpa at a horse race. It was probably a good thing I didn't show her the fedora. Dressing up helped me feel more confident, and I needed that feeling, especially at a pool party, which I didn't usually love. Also, I needed to look nice for my potential new clients. I started my life coaching business in June because I wanted to win the scholarship offered by Business Owners Organization, or BOO. Back then, I only had 2 clients, Margot and a guinea pig named Dog. I didn't end up winning the scholarship, but I did grow the business in my garage office all summer. Now, I had 11 life coaching clients, but there was still opportunity to level up. I needed to hire more life coaches and branch out into other states and record a podcast and start a 401k, whatever that was. My sister, Logan, walked into the living room wearing a lab coat. It was 1,000,000 degrees outside, and she was only wearing a coat because she wanted to look important at STEM camp, which is very different from wearing a seersucker suit at a pool party.
Dad's dropping me off first. I can't be late.
I know, I said.
I need to get a good seat at the awards ceremony because I won so many things.
I know, I said.
I did the spreadsheet for next week's schedule.
She smoothed out her lab coat.
Margot showed me how to do it.
I know, I said. Logan frowned at me.
Why are you wearing that jacket? You look like you work at an old-timey candy store.
Exactly, Margot said. I'm getting in the car, I said. On the drive, Margot and Logan chatted with Dad about Logan's summer success. She started off at day camp part-time while being my sort of business manager for life coaching.